Boko Haram kidnappings are, to me, is the worst thing that happened in Cameroon over the past 15 years. Cameroon has always been a very peaceful country. We haven't experienced any political issues so far. And since last year, Boko Haram has become a threat to the security of citizens, and especially in northern Cameroon, which is where they are based. It's very important to clarify that Cameroon is a very, very big country. So the capital city, Yaoundé, the economical capital, Douala, are not involved in the whole Boko Haram threat. But the main threat is in northern Cameroon, where most of the Muslim population of Cameroon is in North Cameroon. So it makes sense in a sense, because this is where they have the most ease to actually do whatever they want, because they have the community with them. They are able to control some information that they're not able to do in the main cities of the country. So it's something very awful that is happening right now, and the military forces are doing the best to bring back the abducted children, especially, and the women as well, and to restore security and safety in the country.
And do you believe enough is being done to do that?
I believe yes. I believe yes, because troops have been deployed, and especially the Chad have deployed the troops as well. So the president is aware of the threat, and because so many people are victims of these terrors, so now people are aware of that. Before, it wasn't the case, because before, you know, journalists and the media were not really reporting about these issues. But now, because the Boko Haram, there's a hashtag that has been created, Stop Boko Haram, on Twitter. So there's a community of bloggers who are reporting about these issues. Journalists are talking about it, and the international community is now involved. So now, I think now the government and the military forces are doing the best to restore peace in northern Cameroon and in Cameroon as a whole.
Would you say that concern about the threat of Boko Haram is rising in the region?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm very concerned about it, because I believe at the beginning, our government didn't realize how dangerous the threat was, really. And now I believe more is being done, because they realize that Boko Haram is continuously recruiting more people in their army, if I can say it like that, because more and more young people are drawn to Boko Haram. So we don't know exactly how they do that. We don't know exactly where they get their weapons from, but they're rising and rising, and their impact is becoming more and more dangerous. So I believe everybody should be concerned about it, because it's not only about northern Cameroon. It's about Cameroon as a whole. It's about Nigeria. It's about Niger. It's about Africa as a whole. So we must all be aware of that, and governments and presidents of each country should do the best to keep their citizens safe.